Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And our guest today, Renee Thompson, Development Officer at Felician Village. Good morning, Renee.
Hello, Jim.
Hi. Hey, we got a great topic for you this time. It's financial planning. Now, I understand that October is financial planning month. It sounds like maybe we should talk about this a little as we get into the last few months of the year.
Oh, it's a great topic to talk about right now. I think financial planning should be done regularly. Often we have great ideas and great plans at the beginning of the year, and then sometimes things come up and we haven't quite adequately prepared for the rest of the year. But you know what? Since there is a month designated for it, let's just give it the credit it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important also, Jim, to say I am not a financial planner. Carla Lieben with Edward Jones has been one for more than 40 years, and she serves on our fund development committee here at Felician Village, and she's been so wonderfully generous in teaching many of us just some very practical tips and wise strategies to cover financial planning in all aspects of our lives.
Mm-hmm. It's probably been very helpful for you with your work, because I understand the job at Felician Village involves raising money for the campus. What does the rest of the year look like for raising money?
Well, the rest of the year is always strong. I think for most nonprofits, it's a great time of the year. Donors are feeling the holiday spirit, and they're feeling gratitude, and they know that spending is going to happen in the rest of the year. Holidays are approaching, but many of them have kept steadfast on their planning, their personal finances. They invest throughout the year. They think about tax preparation. They consider their retirement goals and household needs. Everything that they think about, it also includes what they will like to give as far as their charitable giving.
Mm-hmm. So funding priorities, that's a big topic. What does that mean, and what are funding priorities?
Well, I liken it, Jim, to what we have even in our own homes, our own lives. There are things that we need in our homes, and all nonprofits probably have priorities that they need to address. It might be big operational things or capital things, or they might be smaller projects, but everything they know is going to benefit their organization. We are the same way. Our funding priorities are identified by our leadership and our fund development committee, like I mentioned earlier, and we share those opportunities with the community, with our residents and their families, and we just give opportunities for people to support us. You know, Felician Village is a nonprofit organization, and it's a blessing, it's an honor, and it's a responsibility that we have to raise money for our organization. It all benefits our residents. And I could give you an example.
Sure.
Of one of our funding priorities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we serve many residents here in the community with dementia. And we had a terrific fundraiser that was spearheaded by attorney Michelle Birschbach. She's also on our fund development committee. And she had learned that serving food on colorful dishes, kind of like Fiesta ware, some people have it in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
If you serve food on those colorful dishes, the residents who live, or anybody who has some cognition, they are able to eat better. Let's just use that word. They can identify the foods on these dishes if they're served a meal. If you are serving food on a plain white plate and you've got white rice or white mashed potatoes and a sandwich, it's a very difficult experience for someone with cognitive issues to enjoy their meal. So when Michelle learned about it, she said, I want to help to raise money. It was a funding priority for us. It was considerably expensive. And she said, I want to do this for Felician Village. And within a month, she had raised, with a lot of other supporters, many thousands of dollars so we could purchase these great dishes. So that's an example of a funding priority. Well, we are helping our residents with dementia.
What a great story. How can somebody reach you if they're interested in making a contribution to Felician Village?
Well, we have a wonderful website, www.FeliciaNVillage.org, and we make it easy for people to give. You go to the donate button and you select the area that resonates with you as a donor and you make a contribution. It's important for your listeners, Jim, to know that every gift that comes to us at Felician Village all stays here within our community and on our campus. And that's really a special that's a special thing for donors. They know their investments are going to stay right here.
Mm-hmm. Renee Thompson, Development Officer at Felician Village, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having us.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.